Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I'm like, oh, that ended. That's on pause. That crash and burn. Oh, he sued me. So I'm on my apology tour. Honestly, you could talk shit about me for 30 minutes. And at the end, if you're like, but he's hot, fuck it. I don't care. All's forgiven.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Judge Lauren Lake, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
And we were just kind of, we were trying to figure out the last time you were here, Your Honor, which was, I think it was August 30th.
Yes.
Now, every time you're on, I always say, Shane, oh my God, I had so much fun today. Bring Your Honor back. But we have been courting you, and okay. You have been busy.
I have. I've been mommying around. I've been doing a lot of transition. I've been down in Florida. You know, CJ's down there at school. And I had to get a house down there so I could kind of be a little closer. So I've been setting that up. You'd be very proud of me. It looks like a little, actually Monroe would be proud of me because it looks like a Barbie dream house, the way I did this little cheap little house, but it's really cute and excited to have a place near him, but even more excited to be back in LA.
Okay, so now CJ, he was at this exclusive
he's
academy.
He's at IMG Academy. Yep, yes, he's there.
And he was injured, correct?
He had, a little pull in his back that he was feeling after golf and a really grueling golf and lacrosse season. So we were home doing PT. Yep.
But for how long?
He was. We did it all summer long.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then we weren't sure if he was going to go back.
Yeah, I had my hopes up that he was going to stay. And I was like looking at schools. I was ready to call in, you know. And then, of course, he gets cleared literally like right before Labor Day weekend. The doctor's like, you're clear to practice. You're fine. You're good. He's like, he looks at me. He's like, Mom, I really want to go back to school. And I'm like, well, what is your truth? He's like, my truth is that I want to go back to school. And I said, well, I'll call them. You know, I'm sure you can do. You know, that child went down them four flights of steps in West Hollywood and grabbed his suitcases and rolled them back upstairs. And he got to pack and he really loves going to that school.
And how old is he now?
He's 12.
He's 12. So he's back
in school.
So since
you talked about me like a dog, I went down there and got a house. So this is your fault and you owe me money. You talked about me for letting him go.
Well, okay. So it was the right thing for him.
No, it really is. He loves it. He loves that place. But he loves having us close. I'm down there, but Carlos is down there. I come back and forth, of course. But he loves it.
Let me ask you this. So I think you're an amazing parent. I have a lot of respect for you.
Thank
and you've
you.
Like turned your life upside down to accommodate your son.
Oh, get ready. It's coming for you too.
So what about, because I do think about this, I've talked about this repeatedly. I'm trying to make Monroe's life so comfortable that she never wants to leave, but she's going to leave eventually. She's probably going to have to, I'd love her to just go to college here locally, but more than likely she's going to want to go away to college. Is it wrong to then have me, her dad, get an apartment or a condo or something nearby the university?
No, that's totally my plan.
Okay, good.
But you know, we're alike in that way. I have no problems with that. And I told him because, you know, I can take you out to the great dinners. You know what honey, he's not a burger and fry kid, okay? CJ wants to have him a glamorous meal. He loves when I'm down there. So there's benefits to it. And then you have to learn how to, you know, kind of fall back when you need to fall back. It's a little extra, but I really don't care because I am extra.
Well, maybe what I start with, and Megan, I don't know what your plan is, but maybe we start with going like, I go there every 2 weeks, I stay in a hotel for the weekend. That's what Adrian Maloof is doing.
That's more reasonable.
And then, and by the way, her son loves seeing her. And they go out, same thing. They go out to nice dinners. She takes him shopping.
Exactly.
They do something.
You only know her side, though. You don't know. You say he loves seeing her. No one's talked to him.
That's true.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, she
loves to go.
She might
be like, oh, shit, well, mom's here again.
She shows up without asking him.
But you have to be prepared. There were a couple times that I came down there and I checked into the hotel on the campus. And then he would eat with me, but he wouldn't stay in the hotel with me. Like, I had planned that he would stay. And he'd be like, no, I'm going back to campus. So you have to be, like, ready.
Flexible.
For the rejection.
Yes.
Because it may be there. But kids are funny like that because on the one hand, they don't want to be bothered with you, right? Then when I get missing, honey, in these streets, because I have things to do and I have a life that I love to live, then it's, mom, when are you coming back?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, you got to, you know, you got to handle them like you do. Relationships are very similar in all respects. Sometimes you got to get missing on them.
Do you think twice a month to go see Monroe in college is extreme?
No.
Yes. She's not going to want that.
But even if you don't see her for a long time, I don't think it's... Well, don't ask me because I'm extra. I have a Barbie dream house.
But I'll take
here.
What I can get. So if I fly there and I get lunch and an afternoon of shopping, that's fine.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I don't even care if I get a pickup and drop off.
Yeah, and I'll just turn around and fly home.
Exactly. Or you...
I need a plane.
We're going to need a plane.
We do too. I need to... I know, really. We need to all get a plane. Because that's what we're missing
yes.
in this scenario.
That's what I'm missing.
Yeah, that's what you're missing. That's what you've been missing all this time.
We do.
Coming
we
together.
We found the missing puzzle piece.
Because wouldn't that be nice?
That's exactly what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really nice.
I'm going to need a raise here, though, at SiriusXM.
Or you're going to have
I'm
to
sure
start dating. start dating older.
Much older.
I'm open. Mm-hmm. I'm open to that.
Mm-hmm. Are you?
All right, Shane. By the way, everyone's complimenting Megan on her hair today. I did first thing I said your hair looks really good. But then I saw the back.
Then she turned around.
She turned around. It was a ratty bedhead mess. To the point where we stopped in the middle of the street.
Yes.
I said, give me your hairbrush.
They brushed my hair.
No, I made Shane do it. But we had to brush her hair on the way to the coffee shop.
But bedhead is in. You look cute.
I wasn't going for that. So what happened was...
See, I was trying to represent
Thank you.
You just came in and told on yourself.
I just was a little too lazy to work on the back. It's really hard to get the back of your head smooth and, like, you know, round brushed out. Yeah. Isn't it, Alyssa?
Yeah, I don't know what the back of my head looks like right
See?
Now.
See? It's tough. It's not the easiest thing. So thanks, Shane.
It was the funniest thing, though. It was a
It's been looking like that lately.
Mess.
Yeah. She said lately.
It has been.
Okay, let me ask you this, Your Honor, because I was asking Megan this morning. I'm like, did Ben end up getting you a Christmas gift? So what happened was there was a mutual understanding that they were not going to exchange gifts.
Yes.
However, that to me is a trap. If we were together and you said that to me, I think it's a trap. I would still get you something, even if it's something small.
It wasn't a trap. It was basically just two people overwhelmed with so much going on.
Right.
Let's take that off our plates. Don't even worry about it. Don't think about it. So it wasn't a trap, and I was totally fine with it. And then if he would have gotten me something small, I would have felt like shit.
Really?
Yes.
Just a bottle of wine, some flowers, a card,
something.
I mean, he does
that stuff all the time. You know, it's not, he really does.
Aww.
I mean, there's the goddamn bunny again. You guys will not let this bunny go. But it was fine.
Do you know
I swear.
About that bunny?
He no, got me what? That for my birthday.
Oh.
It's 2 feet tall.
It's this big.
It's $1,000.
It's an acrylic bunny. It's $1,000.
It's a piece of pop art.
What do you get for a woman who has everything?
There you go.
A bunny.
Your Honor.
A bunny.
But she
bunny.
Doesn't have
bunny.
Everything.
I need shit.
She could use a lot.
She did not have a hairbrush.
I know what I was going to say.
The back of her head. I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing. No,
trip
but
to the dry bar.
It's a little piece of art.
It is. It is.
A big piece of art,
I was fine
actually.
With it. I was fine with it.
I still would have got something.
A little
just
bit.
Well,
something.
I hate that, and I really am starting to really want more experiences than I do gifts because it's just stuff.
Yeah.
It's like Drew Barrymore. Yeah, Drew Barrymore wants to do that.
I really love that. But some people still want to get you something, and I've gotten caught that way several times where the agreement was no gifts, and then it was like, here's a little something. And that is not fulfilling. And then I've done the reverse where I said, I've gotten a little something, and they didn't, and then that wasn't fulfilling.
Right.
Like, it's just like.
Just stick to your
just
word.
Stick to your word.
A bottle of wine is an experience, right? If
it
you guys
is.
Drink it together and then you know.
But
whatever.
I always pick up a bottle of wine, a bottle of tequila, a bottle.
Yeah, and I don't like this is why I don't like people get me gifts because I don't want a gift of something that I could get myself. Mm-hmm. to me, if I could just go get it, then I don't want it.
That's a good point.
So are you saying the wine you don't want?
No, I don't need that. No, I don't. You don't have to necessarily do that. Wine, I don't mind because I love drinking wine.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's fine. And that's something you can enjoy together.
Yes.
I mean more like, you know, just things, clothing, just more stuff. That
yeah.
If I wanted it, I would just go get it.
Yes.
The things I would want would be the things that were so ridiculous, right, that I wouldn't get myself.
Like a bunny.
Like an acrylic bunny.
Like an acrylic bunny, but I also don't want somebody else to get it. So I'm really funny like that. Like, so
I like restaurant gift cards.
Those are
That's
nice.
That's an experience.
Those are great.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I love libations, restaurant gift cards. I'm totally down for that.
Candles.
Can't love
you
a
always,
candle.
Yep.
Okay,
can always
but you
use
know
a candle.
What I used to hate getting?
What?
Those Burke Williams. Did you get those gift cards, those Burke
Not
Williams?
Anymore. But to I remember
that?
Yes.
No.
Did you go over the day at the spa and the massage and the, I don't know.
You didn't
you feel
like
obligated
it.
And I'm like, oh, fuck, when am I going to do that? Mm. And then I usually
you
just
schedule
get
it.
Yeah. It those are hard.
Someone.
And then
Your
they
Honor,
keep asking you, did you go, did you go, did you go?
I know. Yes, I know. They keep asking. You're right.
Right.
But Your Honor, what about, because we've talked about this a lot during the holidays, I've made a donation in your name.
Oh. Okay, but to where?
Yeah, people, I mean.
And how much? Don't have me out here in these streets looking cheap. You donated $25 in my name.
That's what I would do.
Don't have me out here in the philanthropy streets looking cheap.
You're right.
$20.
How much did they donate?
Right.
Well, we know that one person spent a lot of money because they bought a whole cow.
The cow is expensive. But I got to tell you, my niece, I give my nieces both a gift and a donation.
Mm-hmm.
And the donations this year were a hit. This is, I think,
That's
my fourth
great.
Year. And it was like
tiny. Maybe with
they
your
were,
family.
They weren't a hit.
They were, so,
they were lying.
Well, but here's the thing. I specifically researched different charities that I think will interest them. And then I give them a paper that says what the charity is and what they do and if they want to find out more information. So I try to tailor it to them.
You have a nice family. My family be like, get the fuck out of here. Where is the real gift? Is it in the car?
Where is the real gift?
These kids get plenty of other gifts. It's not like they're want for gifts.
By the way, I know that most of us have received probably at this point hundreds of DMs. Anthony Anderson was on the show. We had discussed an experience that he had. Talk about experiences.
Talk about gifts.
Yes.
Yep.
He hooked up with a little person, and he kept talking about a side pocket. Can you look up Urban Dictionary side pocket, please? And he didn't explain what a side pocket is. However, our listeners are very, very intrigued, and they're becoming aggressive.
Yes, and he did explain what it is. Off air.
Oh.
Off air. My guess is that Anthony has a large penis.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happened was he had tried a few positions. And, okay, first of all, what is a side pocket according to the Urban Dictionary?
I think this is wrong. It says a sex worker with a colostomy bag he can remove to give male customers some side pocket.
Yeah, that's it.
Use it in a sentence. That bum over there just got a colostomy bag.
Bum?
And is trying to sell his side pocket for crack.
What?
So we can say bum.
No.
No, don't say it.
Okay.
And I still don't understand.
You already said it.
But I also don't understand that.
I don't either.
I don't think that's what he was referring
that's
to.
I mean, there's
it
another
is cited
definition.
From December 14th, 2010. Things have changed.
Oh.
Yeah, updated they changed terminology.
Quick. It's a change. Okay, so basically what happened
times
is
changing.
He couldn't get all the way in. Okay?
Sexually.
Okay.
However, he found a position.
Uh-huh.
Where all of a sudden it was just open, and he was able to go all the way in, and
off to the side,
and that's why he said,
"Oh,
he kind of maneuvered her to the side
and found a side pocket,
and was able to get all the way in."
Oh,
and it was a surprise because in the other positions he was not able to go all the way in. That's the side pocket.
It makes perfect sense.
Can you leave me alone now?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and he better be careful in that side pocket and end up being the father. Okay, there's a lot of side pockets coming through.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't ask him that part, but you know, most Jeff Lewis Live co-hosts don't use condoms or protection.
No.
That's why you need me here. That's
True. Why
I'm here.
I actually do want to play a game today.
Okay, let's do it.
It's called Out of Order with Judge Lauren Lake.
I love it. Let's do it.
I'm going to read you a scenario, and you decide if it's out of order or you'll allow it.
I'm ready.
You ready to play?
This is great.
Okay, going through a partner's phone and finding out that he's been talking shit about you with your stepmother.
Out of order.
Okay. Breaking up with someone and then going on a date 2 days later.
I'll allow it.
Okay, oh, good. Okay. Good.
good, because I already did it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Dating your ex's ex.
Out of order.
Okay. Bringing an entourage into the bathroom. Okay, okay, to urinate.
Out of order.
Really?
That's nasty. Okay. Why you need an entourage that? To urinate?
I just don't like to be alone.
Oh, my Lord.
Not an entourage, at least one or two twinks.
That's called an entourage.
Yeah.
It's a crowd.
Honey, three's a crowd.
To pee?
Yeah.
Out of order.
You girls go to the restrooms all the time together.
But we don't go in the stall together.
We don't either.
I thought you all go at the urinal. I thought they were standing around there while you was going.
We don't sword fight. No. There's a urinal and then there's all these stalls. Okay. So if I'm at the urinal, then I've got a twink at stall one, a twink at stall two, and we talk.
They talk.
Okay, so it's more of a come to the restroom with me?
Yes.
Okay, I'll allow it. You're acting like they needed to help you get it out.
No.
And, okay,
one day
I'll allow
will.
It.
I'll,
soon.
I'll allow
one day
it.
Soon.
One more back surgery.
Such a bitch. Breaking up with your partner a few days before Christmas.
Shady, but I'll allow it.
Oh, really?
Shady?
Yeah. Yeah.
What if the person really misbehaved and you couldn't wait till after
the
holidays?
No, I said it's a little shady because
it's allowing
it. But I'll allow it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll allow it.
I know, just didn't like
the
shady
part. Why spend Christmas and do all that gift exchange and all that fakery?
If you're going to break up after
Christmas.
When you're
going to break up after Christmas, right?
You're right.
Yeah.
Buying a house down the street from an ex.
Are you amicable and co-parenting?
No.
Okay, out of order.
Really?
Objection. Yeah. He didn't know that his ex lived down the street.
Okay. Sustained. If you didn't know.
I had no idea until after
sustained.
I bought it.
Okay, sustained. And there's nothing you can do about that. You knew, though.
I swear to God, I didn't know we were on the same street.
What does he not know about a house, okay? Knew enough to get me to sell mine.
Having your assistant give you testosterone injections in the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
Well, that's where I keep the testosterone. It's in the refrigerator.
Okay, can you go to the restroom? Out of order. No, nobody want to see all that.
Okay. Returning Christmas gifts for store credit.
Oh, I'll allow it.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll allow it. Because sometimes it doesn't fit or it doesn't work and you just don't need it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Demanding an apology from your parent before moving forward with the relationship.
I'll allow it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Asking guests on your radio show out on dates.
Out of order.
You think it's unprofessional?
It's a little raggedy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a little raggedy. You could do better. I mean, it's not like it's unheard of, but, you know, it could get messy. I mean, and you already are, so you probably did it.
I know, but he's just so handsome.
I mean, it's happened a couple times now.
Yeah, it's like...
John Hill.
Oh.
Stuart O'Keefe.
Yeah, also
oh,
Stuart
yeah,
O'Keefe.
So there's a pattern.
And look how this worked out. Out of order.
There you
okay.
go.
Okay. Speeding out of your driveway and almost hitting your neighbor's dog.
Out of order.
There's a blind spot in my driveway. Just
you
know to really, seriously.
That
can
is...
you fucking object?
I mean, you
are you my attorney or not?
Okay, my
objection.
My client couldn't. There's no possible way of him seeing this tiny little dog.
But the operative word he used, which was problematic, was speeding.
Oh.
Now, if he was carefully coming out and mm-hmm. missing the blind spot, that wouldn't necessarily be negligent. It'd be an unfortunate accident. But once he said speeding out of the driveway, there's the problem.
Objection.
Objection. You can't really speed out of that driveway. Because...
I don't know the speed limit of my driveway.
Oh.
There is nothing
it's
posted.
It's not established.
A speed limit of a driveway?
Yes.
Overruled. Go on to the next one, because you didn't even, make no sense now. The speed limit of the driveway.
Well, you should have come up with something.
Well, there's no established precedent for how fast you should be going
down
the driveway.
I need a new attorney, Your Honor.
Well, it shouldn't be fast enough where you say the word speeding.
Mm. Right.
You stated it.
She wrote. Who wrote it? I didn't say speeding. Who wrote this?
You testified wrong. Go ahead.
leaving your pool equipment on full blast for 6 months despite complaints from neighbors.
Out of order.
Oh. Objection. Sometimes Monroe wants to swim. Sometimes every
I don't
every,
get a lot of notice.
Every 3-4 weeks she'll want to dip a toe in the pool.
I totally get it, and trust me, I'm one of those people. I used to have mine on ready too, but. It is sometimes annoying, and you have to be, if you're going to be a good neighbor, you have to try to be a good neighbor. I learned those lessons, too.
I'd rather be a good father than a good neighbor. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I get it.
I'm hurt.
I'm sorry.
Promoting diabetes medication for weight loss when diabetics are losing access to their medicine.
Oh, my gosh. We have to say out of order.
Objection.
Well,
now
listen.
Look at her. How much weight have you lost?
Look at her.
14 pounds.
No. It's not. It's if you're. But again, the part of the sentence is that when a certain group of people who need the medication cannot get access to it and it becomes problematic, then we do have to look at that.
I think we have to define need.
Yeah,
yes,
same.
We have to define need.
Yeah.
Right. We have to.
Yeah. I was getting real chunky.
No, and listen, it's no problem. I have no problem with that. I'm just saying whoever wrote these keeps writing a part of the testimony, which is problematic, which is if there's a diabetic sitting here and they need the medication, here you are at the pharmacy.
I'm giving it to Megan.
Megan doesn't have self-control.
And
she needs
it. We have to give it to the person that needs it to live.
Well, it's debatable.
You know what?
Last one. Throwing a fit at a Universal Studios customer service representative for forcing you to start your RIP tour at the Moulin Rouge buffet.
That is so funny, and I'll allow it because I can't stand a buffet. I hate a buffet. I wouldn't go either. I'll allow it, honey. Curse their ass out, okay? Don't start me at the buffet. I don't like buffet, and that is so funny because that happened to me before. Mm. And I had to rearrange all of that. I don't want to go to that first. But the whole smell is off.
I want to talk about this after the break.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing Out of Order with Judge Lauren Lake. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
We We are back with Judge Lauren Lake, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. I also want to promote Lauren Lake's new show, We Are the People, with Judge Lauren Lake. It is now syndicated.
Yep, it's syndicated.
So you have to check your local listings. Yep. You have shot 70 episodes, which are now airing.
Yes, now airing.
And then you, is it technically a season two, or is it still part of
season
one?
No, we're still in season one. Yeah.
So you come back now and you shoot another 70
yeah,
episodes.
Yeah, I'll start shooting again at the end of January, and we'll keep on shooting and shoot a whole season. But yeah, we launched in September, so it's doing really well. Excited about it.
So you will do 125 to 150 episodes
yes.
in 1 year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We do 10 in a year.
and that's enough.
Years, really.
And that's a lot of work,
that
isn't
is a
it?
A lot of work.
a lot. Yeah, no, we really kind of shoot a lot of episodes in 1 day, and we get a lot of shooting done in fewer shoot days.
Your Honor was telling us how she shoots for like 8 hours in a day. And
yes.
Jeff was to Megan. He was like, yeah, we're actually going to do season two more like that, where we shoot for like 7-8 hours. And she started, she was like.
Yeah, she started laughing. I'm like, why are you laughing?
It's like, no, really, we're gonna...
Hilarious.
Like, then you might have to work hard. That's hilarious.
Now, something very creepy happened during the break. I don't know why this came up, but you were said... You're dating.
And now, Kian is
you're
wearing.
You're dating Kian.
No, I'm dating Kian. Kian is wearing Lalabo Santal, which is a wonderful scent. I wear it as well. So when he came in and I hugged him, I noticed he was wearing it. We were talking about scents. And I was saying how, in the dating community, for me, scents are important. I like when a guy has a scent, because then, you know, you can go to Sephora and you can smell it and you can think of them. It's a little, that's creepy,
aww.
But that's...
Okay, that was, we were, okay,
right.
We just lost me that,
the
that
other,
part.
The thing is,
in your heart.
And then we go to Sephora and then I try to find his exact scent and then I buy it and then I, yeah.
I mean, pretty much.
Spray it on pillow and think about him.
Exactly. The other part of that is that there is a large group of gay men who are very specific about no scents. And I mean, no deodorant, no stinky body washes, no cologne. They want the natural man scent. And Shane was saying,
I went out with a guy once who asked me not to wear deodorant. It was a first date, and he was like, don't wear deodorant. I was like,
yeah, that's
no,
like,
I'm going to wear deodorant.
It's a little bit
but
of a
how
problem.
Did that
gonna
even
wear my-
come up?
I would throw up.
Yep.
It was
yeah,
like,
no.
I knew it wasn't going to work.
But you know who wouldn't throw up? Because someone admitted that she likes a man smell.
I like a man smell.
Alyssa.
Let me be clear. Greg wears deodorant and he showers with soap that smells nice. And he wears a nice cologne. But it all just blends and I can still smell his like real smell too.
Okay.
It's the pheromones.
I like it.
The pheromones.
These men want the pheromones.
Yeah.
And
me.
Wow.
Not me. I want a nice, pleasant scent.
I want Le Labo.
I
want
to smell your body.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Wash your behind. Put on some deodorant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe
smell
a little cologne,
nice.
Some lotion. Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But not
yeah.
too much cologne.
Mm-mm. Oh. See, not too much.
Not too much cologne,
oh, no, not
though.
Too much.
But not that, it's not about the body scent. It's the too much cologne. I mean, and then you just smell like a pimp.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think that.
But yeah, I okay. tell men when I'm dating them, I make it very clear. I like
I don't
want to
smell
a
like, because sometimes I wear too much cologne.
Yeah, it gives people a headache.
Do people think... Oh,
you're
a pimp?
Yeah.
Well, you'll walk around with
now
an
you
entourage of twinks in the bathroom.
And yes.
And you have a cane.
Oh.
There's no cane fucker. There is no cane. After my surgery, there was a cane.
So you look like a pimp.
I'm sorry. That was really funny.
It's not funny.
I got a visual.
She also just read a DM that I'm not happy about.
Uh-oh. Yeah, well, your listeners are just like me. They're assholes. So this one, her name is Laura. She said, who is Jeff kidding? He'll be in a nursing home when Moreau goes to college.
That's so rude. And it's not a nursing home. It's a retirement community, Laura.
What's it called?
Exotic Dreams.
Exotic Dreams.
Palm Springs.
Hey.
Don't feel bad. I'll be in there with you because I'm an old mother, too. I am the oldest mother on
I don't
campus.
I think we need assisted living, but they have the services if need be.
It's nice if it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I'd rather do that than be a burden on my child.
Which is likely.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of listeners, though, shout out to Roxanne in Sarasota, Florida.
Shout out, Roxanne.
Yes, because she watches the show, and I was going into CPK and yelling at CJ to get out the car. Literally like, CJ, get out that car now. When I get out the car, I'm tired now. We just got off the flight. When I get out the car, you get out the car. Why do I have to call you? And she's coming out of the CPK while I'm going in, and she's like, are you the judge from Jeff Lewis?
And you're yelling at your son.
I'm yelling at my son. And I'm like, yes. And she's like, I watch you all the time. I recognize your voice when you were yelling at CJ.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
But they're all moms. They get it.
It's so funny. So shout out to Roxanne. I told her I'd shout her out.
But also what is happening, because I told Your Honor that my favorite reel of all time is when you say...
If you don't know where your chargers are, you don't know who you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's real.
Okay.
That's
I real. Stand by my statement.
But you have people now coming up
all
to
the
you.
Time. They tell me they know where their chargers are. They say, Your Honor, I know where my charger is. I'm like, and you know who you are.
That's right.
Or then they go, somebody move my charger. Everybody's now giving me testimony about the time somebody moved their charger and how angry they are. Because this is serious
it
business.
Is.
It honestly changed my life. I didn't have a charger at that point, and I was just walking around my house trying to find one. Like, now I have it by my bed.
Dedicated.
Now I really feel like I have my shit together.
Don't you feel like you are living up to your potential?
Yeah, but that reminds me, I have to plug my phone because I forgot to plug it in last night.
Can I tell you, since that reel came out,
yes,
my entire office, no one fucks with my chargers.
Okay.
Again. Yep.
This is what I'm here for.
Since then, no one has touched my chargers.
This is what I do. I solve problems. I lay down the law.
You really
okay?
do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You really do.
Just do what I say.
Now, I do want to ask you, nobody's doing a dry January, right?
Oh, God, no.
No,
it's
I can't.
It's just so stupid. Who's doing that?
My birthday's in January. I can't.
No, no way.
I can't.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh,
totally dry? Or like...
You're already a bitch. This is going to be the worst month of my life.
It might make me nicer.
No. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Why would no.
I got a detox. I'm a little pickled right now.
What about the case of Justin I got you? Do you need more?
No, it's going to last me a year.
No, it's not.
Yeah, well.
You're not drinking enough.
Pick up the pace.
Yeah.
I
think she's happier when she drinks.
Well, I think everybody is.
Your Honor, I do have to ask you a legal question.
Oh, okay.
I recently broke up with my boyfriend.
I'm and sorry he left- to hear that.
Thank you. It was like the sixth time. But he left his Rolex at my house.
Okay.
I have given it back, so don't yell at me.
Okay.
However, for a second, I thought about giving it away to the ninth caller. If I had given away his Rolex that he left at my home, could he have sued me?
Yes, he could have.
Would he have won?
Because it hadn't gotten to the point where he had abandoned it or where the possession of it had changed. He left it there. You were in a relationship. He left it there, you know, because you guys were together. And it would have been reasonable for you to just return it. I'm glad you didn't do that. Now, if you would have sent him 10 emails, you better come get this Rolex. You better get your stuff out my house. And it had gone on for a year or two. Then at some point.
I could have sold it.
You could have sold it.
We should have said anything because he probably would have forgot about it.
Next time.
1,000,000%.
But you would have had to really, really use time. Best efforts to return it to him. Yeah, you would have had to really use your best efforts to return it to him.
Okay. All right, that's good to
you
know.
You did the right thing. I'm proud of you.
Well, I gave away his Christmas gifts, but that's okay.
That's okay because you hadn't given it to him yet.
Mm-hmm.
See, so they weren't
who
his.
Gives, who's going to give, breaks up with someone and gives him a Christmas gift?
Well, he did to you and then you donated it. So.
I donated it to a worthy cause.
Yeah.
Out of the closet? What are all the proceeds go?
It goes to the queer community.
Well, can I pick up a check?
Maybe. Jeff's like, oh, never
mind. Oh, shit.
Was that the piece of art?
Yes.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, so that was donated. I got a $500 tax deduction.
Okay.
I know why you did it.
Is it really? You said
I should
six
give it to
times.
Him. I should give him the tax deduction.
You should.
Oh.
Is this time like really going to be the time?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you think so?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. He actually, not texted me because I blocked him. He wrote me a very, very nice email yesterday.
That's nice.
I was surprised by it. And it was extremely well constructed and articulate, which makes me think someone else wrote it. But he is a smart guy. You would.
Of course he is.
Okay.
Jesus.
No, he is a smart guy. I know he's literate. He can read and write.
Right.
And I think he probably. He either spent a lot of time, because it's a really nicely done email, or someone else wrote it.
By proxy's okay, as long as his intention is through the words.
What are you doing?
Do you think the Watcher wrote it?
I'm looking at it.
Okay.
No, it's nicer than the Watcher.
Oh.
Much nicer than the Watcher.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, it's like a very sincere, apologetic email, and then I responded to him, and...
Nice.
Yeah, so...
Closure?
And then did you block him on your email?
Resolution.
Well, I'm not going to read what he wrote.
I wouldn't.
Right. Don't do that.
That's a first.
Because it is a first. But I mean, I could read you what I wrote him.
Okay. That's okay. Well, that's your prerogative.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. When you said blink, 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 blink.
Messy.
I felt meow, 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 meow.
I thought this was good, but you tell me.
Okay.
And I didn't, no one else wrote this.
Well, are you as literate? Yeah. We'll find out.
I said, hey, Stu, thank you for your kind words. It hurts me to hear that you are sad and in pain. This has been hard on the both of us. I care so much about you, but I am tired and emotionally exhausted. I need space and time to think things through. I'm open to talking together in the future, but not now. Please understand. Love, Jeff.
I think that that's very to the point.
I do. I think that that was really nice. Yes, it was well said, and you said what you meant.
Your truth.
In a way that was
my
kind,
truth.
And I think it was supported with love. It wasn't, you wasn't overly mean, but you meant business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you, yeah, I think, yeah, that was really good.
Set a boundary. Sometimes you have to do that and know that you mean it, but yeah, I think you did that well. Look at you.
Growth.
Yep.
Maturity.
Love it.
The problem is it comes and goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Ebbs and flows. I mean?
Yeah.
Peaks and valleys.
Like, but a roller coaster.
It'll be that way forever. Trust
me. The giant swing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. We're on that pirate ship.
Yeah. The Viking.
Holding on. Oh,
God. I love that ride.
Oh, I love a Viking.
I love that ride. And get on the end.
Honey, we're on it.
I love it.
Yeah, we're on it.
We're on it.
Get me off.
I love that ride.
By the way, we had, while you were gone, you know, we had a temporary replacement, Sam.
Yeah.
I got along with Sam.
Lovely guy.
Fine. Very
great.
Sweet. I thought he was very friendly.
Yeah.
I thought he was professional. But towards the end, Alyssa kept snapping at him, Jameson. She has no patience. And you, I mean, you must be highly competent because she doesn't snap at you the way she was snapping at Sam.
Alyssa did text me yesterday, now get home now.
Yeah.
So we're glad you're back.
Thanks. I'm happy to be back.
No, we are happy you made it back.
Happy I made it there. My flight out to New Jersey got canceled on Alaska while I was on the way to the airport on a red eye. So then I channeled my inner Doug Buten, telling you. And I was like, I'm not going to wait for these bitches to rebook me. Because it was a 6-hour wait on the phone. So I bought a ticket on the next flight the next day because there were only two left. And I knew everyone was going to want those two seats. So I bought it. So I got to the airport. And by the time I got to the counter, which, by the way, took 2 hours waiting in line at the counter.
No.
Wow.
And there was a whole line behind me. He's like, "Where would you go to JFK? I was like, babe, I already got a ticket. All I need is for you to refund my original ticket. So he did. And then he said, do you want a hotel? And I said, you know what? I do want a hotel. I'm going to make an adventure of this. So he's like, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. He's like,
was he gay?
He was not gay.
Oh.
But, you know, he was
twist.
And he's like, okay, the only thing we have is the Holiday Inn. And I was like,
no thanks.
That's it?
He's although like, I like the Express.
I know.
Yeah.
He's like, it's either that or San Diego. It's like, I'll take the Holiday Inn. It wasn't great.
But was it the Express with the free breakfast?
Continental.
No.
Because I do like that breakfast.
Oh, the waffle maker?
Oh, the waffle maker.
Leave me there.
To make things more complicated.
I'm sorry, we're going off.
To make things more complicated, when I travel, I use space bags, which are like big Ziploc bags that you suck the air out of.
We're learning a lot today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
we really
because
are.
Because you can fit more in a carry-on. I don't like checking if I don't have to.
Me either.
So you can fit a lot more.
Explain this space bag
concept. So you
concept.
Put your clothes in this.
Seal.
It's like a huge
Ziploc
bag.
It's like a big Ziploc.
And then you take the hose of your vacuum and you suck all the air out and you can fit twice as much stuff in.
Because we are literally sitting on those bags to close them.
But the,
But you need, here's the thing, that you can roll out the air, but you really need a vacuum. And so I used my vacuum, so when I got to the hotel, I couldn't open my bags.
Because you have to repack them.
Yes, so I just slept naked and then put my clothes back on the next morning.
In those, in the Holiday Inn.
Wow. That's
and
not
I
sanitary.
And I'm a psycho. I barricaded the door with the ironing board.
Okay.
You know, you have to create a little booby trap
in
case someone tries to break in.
And you put something over the peephole.
Yeah, yes. Sure you
so
do.
This was at LAX.
This is at LAX. And then I got out the next day, and then yesterday, you're going to love this story. So yesterday, everything was fine with my flight. I get onto my flight, and I'm window, and there's a father and his daughter sitting already. And I get there, and he's like, would you mind?
Oh, boy.
My wife is sitting.
Here we go.
Here we go again.
Megan,
did you channel me?
You
got to channel me.
Just wait.
Okay.
So he's like, my wife has an aisle. Would you take an aisle? I was like, you know what? I really want a window. He's like, okay. He was nice about it.
Right.
I sit down and you know how I am about the bathroom. I'm good on planes. I'm good. I'm solid. And I sit down, and we're about to take off, and I'm like,
stomach rumbling.
No.
That's why you've got to be on the aisle.
No, it's in my mind. This is crazy.
Right.
I'm doing all my mantras. I take my pills. I'm like, this is all in your mind.
Oh, no.
We're just about where they take off the thing, and I'm like, the seatbelt sign, and I'm like, I got to go.
In the air.
They have taken out what looks like 3-course meals on their on their trays, and I'm like,
oh.
So anyway, I was like, guys, I'm so sorry. I know you're eating. I got to go.
Oh my gosh.
So I use the restroom and I'm sitting in the restroom and I'm like, I should just ask him if
he wants to move
switch.
Over.
I'm like, but now it's so embarrassing. And I'm like, these people have put a hex on me. I'm cursed. But anyway, I made it through the flight.
Karma.
Thank you.
Did you go back to your same seat at the window?
I went back to my same seat and I said a prayer and I was okay for the remainder of the flight.
Oh, phew.
Oh, man.
People with IBS. Should not be sitting at the window. No. You never know. Like, you never
know.
That's
a 6-hour flight on the way home.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I urinate a lot, so I have to sit on the aisle for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that man cursed me. I think he did. He was like, all right.
You want that window? I'll give you that window.
That's why I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. For some reason, I have to keep peeing when I go. When I fly. Yeah.
It's not the Bloody Mary.
It's so weird.
No.
I'm happy to be back, though. I was listening every day while I was gone. I got to tell you, and I've said this before, listening is such a, on the radio, is such a different experience. I was trying to describe it to Alyssa before. I don't have Sirius in my car because it's so
well, for not? Obvious reasons.
So I'm in my mom's
Sirius
car.
Sirius didn't even exist when you got your car.
Because your car's not compatible.
Oh,
do you have like an AM radio in that car?
I have FM, how dare you?
Okay.
It's such an interesting experience just listening on the radio. It's interesting. It was cute to hear your voices.
Oh, that's awesome.
Someone had FOMO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Maybe
and
you'll
I hear
consider
you talk trash about my car.
The next time.
Okay, I talked trash about your car?
You did.
What'd I say?
Something about the car seats.
What did I say? Oh, they were cloth.
Yes.
That is,
and you're like,
but that's
right,
pretty bad.
That was it.
Yeah.
So the next time someone asks you to change seats, will you do it? Or you feel like you stand by your decision?
Honestly, I've done it 100 times when it's an even switch.
Yeah.
Because I'm usually a single traveler.
If it's even.
I've done it a million times. But this, I really want it to be on the window so I could
curl
up.
Exactly.
So.
I get it.
I don't know. Maybe.
By the way, are you hearing, because I know he's a Disney gay. You know what that is?
No.
Would you explain?
Oh. Well, I'm gay, and I like Disney.
There you go.
Oh, all right.
But like, gay. They like it a little too much.
Kind of like
an
compound
adult.
Word.
Bippity, an adult.
Bobbity.
Yeah.
Okay.
They like it a little too much.
Okay, okay.
You know, like they wear all the sweatshirts and the caps, and they
go
there.
Pins.
They go there a lot. It's their idea of a really good time.
Great time.
I mean, you and
really?
I, like normal people, just take their kids there.
Yes.
Right? Because we have to.
Yes.
We don't really want to go.
And no. I think
but we have fun. We make the best of it.
Absolutely.
But we don't, it's not like, we don't. Like, oh,
I
have
Disney's
a date
a
on Friday.
Kids.
I'm going to go to Disneyland.
No.
No.
Can you imagine?
But you know, it's becoming a really, it's becoming very aggressive. People are becoming aggressive there. Do you know, are you hearing about all the brawls and the fights, domestic disputes?
Why?
Oh, yeah. They're issuing all kinds of warnings to people what happens now when you misbehave at Disneyland. I have a theory. I think they are selling too many tickets. They're over capacity.
Mm.
Because look, I grew up here. I grew up in Orange County. I used to go there as a kid. I don't ever remember the crowds like that. I don't remember 2-hour lines. I know there was always lines.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
You remember, Megan?
Of course.
Like, you'd wait a half an hour,
yeah,
maybe
but it wasn't
40
like it is
minutes.
Now. No.
Yeah.
Not 2.5 hours, not three
Never.
Hours. I think people are losing their shit.
And you're paying a lot of money.
$200.
Yeah, that's all the add ons. Yeah. Then if you want lightning
it's
lanes.
It's super expensive.
And, yeah.
Corporate
it really
greed.
It should sell less
do
people
they
in.
Sell
still
the skip
it.
The line passes
yeah,
there
do.
Too?
It's extra. That's
so it's extra money. All right.
It's a lot of
money.
Money.
So, yes, yeah. The setup. It's like how they do, you know how the club does when they have the line going out around the door to entice you that it's
yeah.
so popular and it's
Shane,
so amazing.
You know.
Oh,
Shane,
I
you,
you
there,
think I wait in line? Look at me.
Not at Twink.
But yeah,
night.
The club does that to make it look so amazing. Yeah. You get in there, it's like 5 people in there.
Yeah, but that's not like Disneyland.
No, I know, but my point is what they're doing is they're creating this atmosphere that it's like the place to be, that it's, yes,
Club
yes.
Disney.
Yes, yes. Mm. The lines are long.
There.
Everybody's
so
here.
Family of four, you're going to spend $800 on tickets.
Totally.
Doesn't include parking. Doesn't include the expensive stale food.
Yes.
And by the way, could you imagine if, I mean, we have found where all they sell alcohol. It's not easy to find alcohol
no.
at Disneyland.
Mm-mm.
If it was more accessible, I think there'd be even more brawls.
Oh, 100%.
Sure.
Maybe
yes.
we should set up an alcohol cart right outside. Just like that could be our gig.
Roadie. Could be a good
shoot,
business.
Shooters right outside.
Yeah,
yeah a little like tail.
Jello shots.
Yes.
Nice.
Little Mickey.
Lemon drops,
one.
Honey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lemon drops.
Yeah. Yeah. Sugar rim.
That's an idea. Disney tailgate.
Your Honor, we went to a really nice restaurant for dinner in Napa.
Yeah.
And we are ordering. We were going to start with cocktails. People are ordering like, oh, I'll have a vodka tonic. I'll have a martini. And they got to Megan. I'm going to have a lemon drop.
It's a delicious drink.
I love lemon drops. What happened? It went out of style?
No, it did not. Just Jeff thinks it's like a trashy shot.
I think it's trashy.
Oh, it's not a trashy shot.
Not in a martini.
Yes, exactly.
But then again, I have Jello shots.
With a sugar rim.
Yeah, I like those sometimes.
Yes, of course. Nice steakhouse. Yeah, they're good. You know what you're talking about.
By the way, Shane, each evening, will write notes of what happened during the day. Because I'm like, write that down.
Okay.
So don't think I didn't notice this and I know what you're up to.
Oh.
His birthday is on January 5th.
It's one week from yesterday.
All right.
Yesterday.
And Doug's
he basically slipped into the notes.
I asked for a present in my notes.
He asked me for his. So imagine like the notes for the day.
Yeah.
But then he thinks he just slips this thing.
A little bullet point.
That he wants another 10 training sessions for his birthday.
Well,
$1,100.
My note was about New Year's resolutions.
Right.
And I was like, my resolution is to get hot next year.
Okay.
And to do that.
Hotter.
Right.
And so I'm going to need some more training sessions and I'm almost out and it's my birthday. It works out.
That's a great thing to ask for. You should be proud of him.
But it's so, I mean, to put it in my notes.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, smart too.
Did you ask yet? It might be a little out of order. Sorry, Shane. But did you ask? Did you ask him, what do you want?
No.
He will never ask. He won't ask.
And oh, not, he won't
like,
ask?
No fault to you, but it's like, he wouldn't ask, what do you want for your birthday?
Oh, he won't.
It's just, he's generous and he'll give gifts if it makes sense in context.
These
like,
are my children.
You know, whatever.
My children expect things.
No.
But he's motivated. Yeah. That's like, he wants to be a twunk.
He wants to go from twink to twunk.
I love
that's
it.
That's admirable.
Yeah.
I love it.
How are those arms?
Real sore. I'm going back today at 3.
Oh, really? God.
Yeah. How many
How
have you
often
done?
Do you go?
I mean, you're like a gym rat now.
I'm like a gym rat.
Whoa. So swole, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How many sessions have you done?
This will be my 4th today.
Okay.
Oh, really?
All right,
fine. Like your trainer?
I'll get you 10 more sessions for your birthday. Yes. Now, leave me alone.
Okay. Do you have any crushes in the gym?
Oh, my God.
I bet.
There's so many. Honestly, Jameson, I need to get you sessions.
I'll take some sessions.
There you go.
An unbelievable amount of hot guys at that gym.
When I tell you I fall in love every day.
I believe it.
I fall in love every day.
Oh my God. Going back at 3. Fall in love again.
Mm-hmm. All right, Your Honor. Yes. New Year's resolutions.
I don't do many resolutions anymore, but I am leaning into Lauren this year.
Ooh.
23 and me. Okay.
Nice.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I am leaning into Jeff.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Leaning into Lauren. Okay. Doing me.
Wow.
Letting things be about me, it's okay.
Oh, don't do that. You already do that.
I think I'm going to lean into John, Don, Will. Yeah. Yes. There'll be a lot of leaning in.
All right now.
For 2023.
Leaning
well, I can't
on,
wait to hear the next
over.
Out of Order with Judge Lauren Lake so I can hear some of these escapades.
Do you have any resolutions?
I think just to finish my damn edition.
Mm-hmm.
Just get that wrapped up. A little bow.
What about you, Shane?
I want to go from twink to twunk.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to fall in love next year.
Oh, I love that for you.
I'm just going to do really good at my job and just
so cute.
Slay.
Just slay.
Yep.
Slay.
A big
Jameson.
Slay.
I'm excited for things here at Sirius XM. I would like to get a bigger apartment. That was one of my goals of the new year.
Hmm.
Really? You don't want to get a car first?
Well, I would love to get both.
Okay.
Put it out there. Limitless possibilities.
Right.
Say bold.
You got to lean into Jameson.
Yes.
You got to jump into Jameson.
Thank you.
I would lean into Jameson with enough drinks.
Yeah.
That's the nicest thing he's ever said to you,
I
think.
That's a fun fact to close the year.
Last 4 minutes of the year. That's what we're getting.
Wow.
That's the best Christmas gift I ever got.
Yes.
What's your resolution, Alyssa?
I just got to save my money and get more money and money, money, money.
Yes.
I am going to trust my intuition.
Oh,
I like it.
And act on it more. And I've also been doing a lot of meditating, which I think helps.
We could see that today.
Yes.
Oh,
you gave the watch back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I love that.
And I did say earlier, this week that I do want to have more sex. That is true.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You grown.
I just got to find the time.
And the
strength.
Well, if you shot more than one episode in one day, you might have some time. But your lazy folks don't want to work, so I'll shoot them with you, Jeff.
Now, when
I'll shoot them with you, Jeff.
Now, when you shoot 10 episodes in a day, you're changing outfits 10 times.
I'm changing. No, because I'm wearing my robe.
Yeah. What about hairstyles?
And so I'll change my jewelry. And same here. I just change my jewelry, but I have on my. No,
you
I
don't
keep
see
on
the
same shoes.
The
you
bench.
Don't see my shoes.
Okay.
Yeah, you only see it on the walk-up. You don't see it. So I just changed jewelry.
There's if they ever ask Jeff to change his clothes in a day with filming, he's like, I'm not going to do it. So, like, you'll see in some episodes, like, he's wearing the same thing. And it's like, wait, that happened 2 months ago.
Continuity.
Clothes.
There's no continuity.
Mm-mm.
No. Are your hormones in place? Are you ready to tackle 2023 and all that sex? Like, are you there?
I just started. He told me 10 weeks.
Okay, gotcha. So you got a little bit of time.
Yeah,
okay.
10 weeks.
He needs till after Martin Luther King Day. You'd be ready in February. You'd be ready for February, right?
I'll be ready in February.
You got a back surgery, don't you?
No, I don't know if I have to do it.
Okay, good.
I think my back, knock on wood, is doing better. But I just did an MRI on Tuesday to confirm. But I feel like it's healing now.
And then I just did an appointment with Dr. Wong for January 5th, which also happens to be my 26th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget. So then you'll see him to review it next week.
Jeffrey Wong.
Jeffrey
Wong he's the one with the weird hold music.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I remember that.
Okay, Jeff.
Yeah.
And then you have a body scan today.
Oh, yeah. What is it called?
Prenuvo.
How do you spell that?
Prenuvo. Okay. .com.
Are you their model now? Because I saw it on Instagram.
Code Jeff, capital JEFF, $300 off. Book your scan today.
Okay.
Wow. Full body scan, 50 minutes. Oh.
Yes. You got your Netflix show picked out?
Netflix. I mean, you've stressed me out over this.
Okay. You have to be prepared because they don't give you a lot of time to choose your show.
She also texted me separately about it, too. She's like, find Jeff a show. And she's brought it up to him. Like,
honestly, I
really
love
important.
That. I love that. You're so nurturing.
Oh, I know.
Because
it's a new side of me.
Everyone's been saying that.
Yeah.
So I had Shane this morning. I said, check Unorthodox Life, what episode I'm on.
Yes.
Check Wednesday, what episode I'm on. So we have decided I'm going to do episode 7 of Wednesday. And then if need be, if I'm still in that
it'll
tube,
go to the next episode.
It'll go to 8.
Yes. We do these body scans. We're doing these body scans that scan you for head to toe for everything.
You got to do it, Your Honor.
You got to do it.
All right.
They say over 40, you should do it.
Yep. Okay, I'm down.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's great.
I'm down for the self-care.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to them today about you.
Okay.
All right. So happy new year, everyone.
Happy new
Thank
year.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank
Please
you.
Come back soon. Please don't wait
I
three,
will.
4 months.
Oh, never again. Never again.
All right. Love you.
Okay. Love you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.